Uvalde is family to me, written and recorded by Francis Poole. A long time ago, when I was 5 years old, I had a girlfriend. She was, in fact, my first girlfriend. We were the same age, and her name was Marcia. She had short brown hair with bangs, kind of like Scout in the movie To Kill a Mockingbird. We lived on the edge of Naples, Florida, and there was a slash pine woods nearby that we would sometimes explore. Back among the scrub and palmettos lived an old man in a small trailer. Sometimes he would be friendly and talk to us. Sometimes he let us play in the clearing outside his front door. One day we were walking through the woods near his trailer. I don't remember if we wanted to visit him that day or not. It seems like we were just on a little aimless hike. As we got closer, he came outside and started yelling. Then he pointed something at us, and there was a loud crack. I was holding Marcia's right hand in my left. As soon as I heard the crack, Marcia screamed, grabbed her stomach, and started running toward a nearby open-air washhouse, where the women washed clothes. I ran after her and could see the front of her white t-shirt was red. I looked at my hand and there was blood on my fingers. A couple of the women came running, picked her up and carried her inside the washhouse where the other women were gathered. I still remember the loud cries and shrieks that came from that bundle of women. I couldn't see what happened after that. It turned out the old man had fired a rifle at us for some unknown reason. The bullet had gone through Marcia's right hand, the hand I was holding, and into her body, yet somehow missing me. I had to tell a police officer what happened. Later, I was told the old man didn't get arrested, but after a few weeks, he and the trailer were gone. No one mentioned Marcia after that, and I never saw her again. So is Uvalde family to me? Let's see. If I say yes, because of joy, sorrow, and remembrance, whenever I recall walking hand in hand with my little friend Marcia and hear the crack of her rifle, it's because the thing itself was in that.